Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to the studios of the Tanya Joy Show and the Amber May Show. That makes us the Amber May and Tanya Joy Show. And we are so glad you joined us. I don't even know what we're going to talk about today, but there is always a good topic. We always find things to talk about. There is so much going on. And basically, we come together and we talk and we share our thoughts and our opinions and the facts and the stuff that each of us are working on. And you're not going to want to miss a minute of today's show. So hang tight. We will be right back. All right. Hello, my friend.
Hey, I'm so excited to be here with you. This is so fun. This is like one of my most favorite shows that I do is with Aww, you.
I love it. I do too. It's fun. It's really much easier to do a show with a co-host.
It is.
What do you think?
It is totally. And it's fun. I mean, and that's why there's so many daytime TV shows with co-hosts.
Yeah, totally. Because it gives you somebody to be able to just have the dialogue with, mm-hmm. even though it is, you know, it's fine if you're doing a show and you have a guest, it's different because you're the only one trying to come up with questions or trying to talk to them about whatever it is they just said. When there's two people, you each can catch things that the other didn't. And it's just, I really enjoy it. I would love to have a show where it was with a co-host like this.
I would love to have a show with you all the time. Like you and me, the Amber May and Tanya Joy Show all the time.
But we need to have like a studio. I would like to be in a studio where we could sit at a desk like the professionals do.
Well, you know what? It's coming up soon. The Reawaken America tour. Yes. We're going to Las Vegas, people. So you need to get your ticket at timetofreeamerica.com. Tanya Joy is going to be singing the national anthem, right? Or are you singing something else?
Saturday.
Yeah, that is so exciting. Roseanne Barr is going to be there. I hope we both get to meet her. I really hope she'll sit down and have an interview with both of us.
Are you bringing your media?
Yep. I'm going to bring my media.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. I cannot because I'm going to be flying. So I'll jump in and maybe we could do that. Would be awesome. I've actually been somewhat communicating with her on Twitter. I've been commenting on her tweets and she's seeing them and liking them. And I said to her twice now, I'm going to be the singer at the Reawaken and I can't wait to meet you. And she's liked it.
I'm going to go to Twitter now. And
and then like, I did it two times. In fact, I'll go on there now and see if there's any notifications. I keep trying to watch what she's posting and liking it or commenting. She said she was looking for so many Christians. And I said, I'm one. So we'll see.
I don't know her whole story behind Hollywood and what they try to do to silence her conservative voice. But we both know, talking to Tom Althaus and others, that there's this really dark side of Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
And we all saw how they just canceled her on when they rebooted her show. Like, how do you cancel Roseanne on the Roseanne show? I mean, that was so lame. And then they turn it to the Conners. I cut that off. I'm like, no, this is stupid. This is lame.
You know? I didn't really like it once it went to the Conners either. Mm-hmm. But I really did like Roseanne. It was crass. You know what I mean?
It was
crass. But I did like it. And I loved her. I mean, being an actress, you know, it was one of those shows that I was like, it would be fun, you know, to be able to be on that show or to know her or something like that. So I'm excited. I hope that we can meet her. I'm going to keep trying to put tweets out there. And I already said to her, I would like to have her on my show.
Hey,
but, you know,
and if she's going to be in Las Vegas and you're going to be in Las Vegas and I'm going to be in Las Vegas, we can all do a show together.
That's what I was thinking. So I'll send her, make sure that I add a tweet in there when it gets close. Come find us. We're going to be at a booth in media. We would love to do an interview with you on Friday. So that's really exciting. I'll have to look and see if I can figure out when.
Clay knows everybody. Like,
yeah, he does.
He is that guy impresses me so much. Like, he knows everybody. I'm like, we are one person away from knowing everybody.
I know, right? Isn't that funny? It's like the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
It is.
One degree. It is.
I think about that often. I was like, never have I ever thought of been this close to anybody. And here now I'm friends with the former Miss Illinois. And you know what I mean? Like, I just never thought this would be my life right now. And it's been so fun. You know, the podcast thing has been so fun. I built like a podcast family on Podbean. So my show's there too. So yeah. I take this show and I turn it into an audio format and it's on Podbean. And then I've had people ask me to be co-hosts like weekly on their show. And that's so fun because they all of the Podbean family has followed us to the different shows and we support the different shows and we've just grown as a family there. So it's been so great because I have like a Podbean family and then yeah. I have like you as my family on video, my video family. And it's
cool. Just it's cool to be, yeah, isn't it cool to see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we talk all the time. And then like, so I'm excited to like see you in person in
me too. August. I cannot wait.
It's going to be so fun.
I know. I can't wait. So what are some of the hot topics? Do you follow this stuff with Andrew Tate and all that nonsense?
I just did because of your show. Oh my God. Because like, so when I had no idea Tucker interviewed him before, I just noticed that Tucker recently interviewed him for 2 hours. I'm like, why would Tucker interview this guy?
So and he flew to Romania to do it. He flew to Romania to do it. To get
his because they're in person. And that was kind of surprising to me. And so I'm like, I knew nothing about Andrew Tate. So I text you. I'm like, so tell me about Andrew Tate. Because like, I knew nothing about this man. I didn't know who he was from Adam. But yeah. Tucker interviewed him for 2 hours. I'm like, do I even need to bother watching this? And then here's the kicker. There was someone from my legislative district meeting who stood up and said, hey, Tucker just did this phenomenal interview with Andrew Tate. So I'm like, I need to reach out to Tanya and figure out who this freaking Andrew Tate guy is. And then when I saw you with, who was it? The
Resistance Chicks.
The Resistance Chicks. And I'm hearing what they're saying and what you're saying in the video clips. I wonder if they scrubbed Twitter. I haven't gone back to look at Twitter yet to see if those videos are still on Twitter.
I have them saved. I have a bunch of them saved. A lot of them were scrubbed. A lot of them from older channels have been scrubbed, but the Resistance Girls had kept some of them. So I've got them saved in a board and I hope they don't disappear. But the thing is, I had a long discussion with some people about this recently, a couple of different people. And somebody said to me, and I totally believe this, they said they believe he's got a spirit over him, which creates a hypnosis over his followers. And so his followers are literally in a trance and they can't see the truth because it's so out there. It's almost like not being able to see the truth of what COVID was. How, when you see the facts or the vaccines. Now, if you never saw the facts, okay, fine. Mm-hmm. But the facts that we've shown and the facts that I've seen are his own words. It's not like I'm looking and making it up. This is his own words. It's his own statements and sentiments. The great thing is I am starting to see a small handful growing, revealing who he truly is.
Oh, good.
Which is great.
What you guys showed on that show, I watched the whole thing. It was disgusting.
I'll share this because I just found this one and we could talk about it. So, this is Liz Wheeler. So she says, in which Andrew Tate accuses right-wingers like me who criticize him of being part of the Matrix. Excuse me while I telephone my BFFs, Klaus Schwab, Hillary Clinton, G, Larry Fink, Jerry Epstein, my fellow Matrix dwellers to laugh about this. Tate is employing a distraction technique. There you go. Tate doesn't deny anything you saw in the video I tweeted where he was beating women, admitting to pimping, exploiting and operating a manipulative pornography racket. He doesn't show remorse for any of it. Instead, he plays the victim. He tries to conflate his Romanian legal issues with his larger moral failing. He's a dangerous actor, slimy, convincing. He will empathize with your grievance that our society attacks men and then sell you poison for a cure. Materialism, pornography, exploitation of women, worship of self, and while you're choking on his poison, He's counting his money bags. The fact that any conservative or red-pilled person falls for this is beyond me. I love this post because this is exactly how I feel. So let me play this and we'll see what he actually says.
Welcome to another episode of The Tate Show. The world's basically The Tate Show at the moment, isn't it? It's kind of like The Truman Show, but I'm in the middle of it. I would say that it's, can't call it exciting. What would I call it? I don't really feel pressure. That's not who I am. It certainly has me focused. Let's leave it at that. So the reason I'm making this video is to clarify as much as I can, bound within the parameters which are obviously set to me by the remaining judicial system. Please, everybody, understand I am in the middle of a judicial process. Post-judicial process, there's a lot more I'll be able to say. So I have to say certain things without saying them, and I hope all of you at home are perspicacious enough to pay attention and understand exactly what I'm trying to tell you. I'm going to outline the exact case against me so everybody understands, because there's been some videos going around lately. There's also been a brand new Matrix attack, which I'm going to explain how that works, which have people believing I might be guilty of something that I'm not guilty of. So I want to explain to everybody at home exactly what has happened. First, we're going to start with the fact that Tucker Carlson is a fantastic guy, on camera, off camera, absolute gentleman. I really enjoyed my conversation with him. And my interview with Tucker Carlson is the most viewed television interview in history. Isn't that amazing? The most viewed.
That in itself should be a red
flag. He's full of himself.
Yeah, we'll just watch a few minutes of this.
Television interview in history. Now, I've discussed at length in many of my videos the fact that my massive influence is the reason I'm being attacked at all. And I explain that the incompetence of my enemies scares me because I don't know what they're going to try next. And I've also explained that it is my influence they're afraid of, not the things I say. And then I go and get the most viewed interview in history. So part of me is happy about that, and part of me is a little bit worried about that. Beside the point, when I said that I wasn't sure what my enemy was going to try next, now we know what they're going to try. Because if you believe that left-wing are all Matrix agents, and right-wing are all freedom tellers and freedom believers, then you have a very naive view of the world. If it was so clear-cut, the Matrix wouldn't be able to operate. It would fail in real time. So the waters have to be muddy. There are people on the left who truly believe they're fighting for freedom. And there are people on the right who truly work for the Matrix. So it is intertwined. A lot of people on the right especially are bought and sold. And I think anybody with a brain who actually looks at the Republicans and tries to vote for any of them.
Now I'm going to stop. You see what he's doing with his hands?
Yeah. Oh, is that the triangle?
That is what he does at all times.
Oh my gosh.
When
I never noticed that. Oh, I'm glad he pointed that out.
He does it. I've got some pictures of him.
My gosh.
He also was at a big pride parade dressed in pride support. This guy is he has got the wool pulled over the conservatives. We'll listen to a few more minutes. Oh, look, 222. Perfect.
Understands what I'm saying. So MSN, in its constant attacks against me and its attempt to slander my name, has failed in real time. I'd actually believe I've probably been the number one person who's destroyed MSN most fantastically. I've beaten them. They can't print anything about me without getting wrecked in the comments. Last time my team analyzed, it was 98.2% of comments on every single MSN article was in my favor. So no matter how hard they try and insult me, it doesn't work. So after getting the largest interview in the history of the world, the Matrix thought, okay, our MSN weapons we're using, let's get all of our bought and paid for agents and attack him with them. Right-wing people. Because then maybe that will work. All they're doing is exposing themselves as controlled op. I'll leave them to do that. However, there is a video circulating which has some people believing I may be guilty of the crimes I'm accused of. So for that reason, within the confines of what I'm allowed to say, and trust me, I could be far more convincing if I didn't have confines, I'm going to do my very best to explain to you my exact situation and why I'm accused of. Firstly, it is common knowledge that I used to run a webcam company. This is something I have talked about myself at length on multiple podcasts. Everybody knows I used to do this. This is a business I was involved in about 10 years ago, and I ceased all activity pertaining to anything sexually related 5.5 years ago. So I've been out of this industry for a very long time. I have nothing to do with it anymore, and I stopped 5.5 years ago. And when I did have the webcam company, it was operating in a few different countries because I was semi-nomadic, traveling around the world. I had some girls who I worked with, some good friends of mine, and operate in a few different places. I want to start by saying that there are over 2,000 video chat companies inside of Romania, that there are over 600 of them in Bucharest, in the city I'm sitting in right now, that it is not illegal. Perhaps you could argue that it is heavily immoral. I'll entertain that argument. But you certainly cannot say it is illegal, because it isn't.
So he is just literally trying to come up with excuses of why it's okay he did what he did. Even if it was behind him, even if it was years ago, he is converted to Muslim. So if this was such a big deal and he had converted to become a Christian and then showed humility and a change, that'd be a whole different story. But that's not what he's done here. It's
no.
This is really a long video. Let me see if I can.
Some of the I don't mind watching it. It's actually pretty entertaining. He's a narcissist, as I'm picking up on it. It's all about him and him and him and him and how wonderful he is and how the Matrix cares about him. Really? I didn't even know his name before you said something and before Tucker Carlson said something. Yep. So he's obviously not so big. If I ask someone down the road, they may or may not know him. Who knows? But I remember you guys posting a video on that show where he talked about girlfriends of his. He had 6 girlfriends in different countries, and he was willing to sell their bodies on video cameras.
That's what he's talking about, that he quit 5 years ago. That was what he did.
Right. But think about that statement for
yeah.
He said he called them their girlfriends, and then he was willing to trick them out. That is not love at all. So when you think about a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, you think like that's the first step to getting married to somebody. And it may or it may not work out. But and when you think of a girlfriend-boyfriend situation, you're not thinking of someone who's going to hurt the other person. That should be like a safe relationship, because that should be the foundation to what you want to do, build a life together with that person.
Yeah.
If everything works out, but if you find out in that dating relationship you're not comparable, okay, fine, whatever. But still, while you're together, that should be a very safe relationship. Mm-hmm. Yet he was willing to turn those women out as pornography, and they were all terrified of him.
Yep.
And so I'm going to guess their family life probably wasn't super awesome. I'm going to guess the girls had daddy issues, because I think his cousin or brother did an episode on how to get virgins or whatever like that.
And his brother.
Yeah. And he said to find the girls with daddy issues because they're easier to manipulate. How horrible are these men? They know exactly who to go after, girls who have been hurt by their dads, didn't have a father figure. Because if you look at the Bible, women were made from and out of man, because God said, it is not right for man to be alone. So right. I'm going to make a suitable helper from him. So he put Adam to sleep, and out of Adam, he formed a woman out of the bones of Adam.
Right.
And he created a suitable helper for her. So men play a huge role in a woman's identity and self-worth, a huge role, because women were created to be a helper for men. So daddies are the biggest thing in a little girl's life, because a father is the first person that's going to make that little girl feel loved and important and give her self-worth, show her protection, teach her how to respond around men, how she should act around men, how men should treat her versus how they shouldn't treat her. This is a father is like so important. You have a good father. I had a good father.
Yeah.
And this is what they're supposed to do. Right. And the girls who don't have that really lack that first love from a man.
Yeah.
And so she's going to try and find that void somewhere. And oftentimes these scuzzy men know that these girls are looking so badly for that love, for the admiration. And then they treat these girls like garbage instead of how they should.
And you can see it in him. You can see the arrogance. You can see he thinks he is God's gift to humanity. That is really scary. Really, really scary. And that same video, those clips that we showed, he is humiliating a girl because she's bruised. I saw another one where he's
and
got
he's
a belt.
The one who did it, and he kind of brags about it. Like, she shouldn't have acted out. When is it ever appropriate to put your hands on someone else?
Never.
And then he made her, because she was so terrified of him because he just beat her with whatever, that she was showing her bruises off. I was like, Oh, you're a horrible person.
Yeah.
No one has the right to lay your hands on you. Nobody.
No, and this is really a problem because if somebody who does that and then goes on to talk and become this big influencer, and then some conservatives give him a voice like Tucker Carlson, it gives the illusion that pretty much everything he does is okay, that they are in support of him. That is why, and I mean, you understand this, if we are going to be in the influential business, which we are because we are podcasters, our voice influences others. That's the only reason people come on to listen. They want to hear what we say. We have a great responsibility.
Yeah.
Now, I know that not everybody takes that responsibility seriously. And men and women will sit in a position that we are in and they will just give them, I mean, they don't care. They're just happy to give whatever they think and they're going to say things. And that may be true things to them. But if they're not taking that responsibility seriously, they can harm people with that voice. They can cause someone to think that behavior is okay because they did it. So Andrew Tate did it. It's okay. Andrew Tate is teaching men to be a man. Okay. So maybe that part's decent. Maybe. But then what happens when those people start to find out, well, to Andrew Tate, being a man means that you beat your woman, that you sell your woman out.
And you sell her for, he said on the videos you showed, he was broke. So his idea was to get his six girlfriends and sell their bodies to other men so they can lust after those girls.
And let's think about this. He says he didn't do that. He hasn't done that for 5.5 years. He is a billionaire. Remember all the cars he had that they took? How did he get all those? How did he get to be so rich?
From selling women.
When he starts, like you said, he says, I had no money. So he became this big, huge, influential person because he sold and abused women. That's a problem.
And some people are under the assumption that when you watch pornography, it's to consenting adults.
No, it's not.
Not always. Maybe 90%
are trafficked women.
That's what I was thinking.
They are. In fact, I don't know the exact
one. I'm thinking they're more trafficked.
Yes. I was trying to see if I can find the stats because I had them at one point.
And that's the illusion that they give on pornography, that the women in these pornography things are willing participants. No, they have been trafficked oftentimes since they were little children.
Yep. Exodus Cry. Exodus Cry is one of the organizations that I've followed, and they're doing amazing work exposing trafficking and pornography. And pornography is one of the biggest, what would you call it? Industries or exploitation or areas of influence, if you will, tied to trafficking. And people that I've started to meet that were trafficked were forced to do pornography, forced to be part of that industry, even without knowing they were filmed and those films were used and sold to pornography. It is very, very, very common.
How do you think traffickers get money to buy people? From pornography sales?
And they have, it's one of the largest industries. It's one of the largest areas of making money. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. Show some of our awesome sponsors that we both work with, that we love, that we believe in. We don't work with people we don't believe in, just so you know. Amber and I are both picky about that. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
Hey guys, I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to drstellamd.com. When you're there,
go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin, set up a telemed appointment and get your ivermectin. I'm going to give you a promo code to help you save some money, and use promo code Amber May, one word, and that'll help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family. The adult doses too. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children. So one tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender. I put a pill in there. I fill it with water and like some flavoring, and then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip, and what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the COVID bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your COVID bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code Amber May, and save some money.
Do you know what the endocannabinoid system is? That's a really hard word to say. This is the system that balances out most areas of our body. And sadly, most of us are deficient in this area. This is where CBD comes in, or cannabinoid oil, which is another hard word to say. CBD is a natural botanical from the ground that promotes balance, regulates functions like appetite, sleep, and the immune response. And I have personally been using CBD for many years because I have found that it balances my immune system and it's helped boosting my white blood cells. Cannaway is the Neiman Marcus of CBD. They are non-intoxicating, which means that they will give you all the benefits without any of the unwanted side effects. If you're having difficulty with sleeping or still struggling with pain, it's time to try CBD. Go check them out now. B4A.Cannaway.com. The link is right below. Check them out. These are the best CBD products available.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. What a good discussion. This is crazy. I mean, this is the days. These days are just nuts. I'm telling you, this Andrew Tate, for those of you that were not with us at the first half of the show, we were talking about Andrew Tate. I was reading a tweet Liz Wheeler posted. So glad to have seen this. I've been posting stuff and some hearing some things and not hearing, you know, I don't know if people are seeing it or not. But this is a big deal. Mm-hmm. This person, Andrew Tate, has no business. Now, he could be an influencer. I don't care about that so much. He has no business being in the conservative movement. There is nowhere I can see that a conservative should be supporting him. And I could list you tons of people who are in our conservative, even Christian movement, that think he is a good influence and done more helping in our society than anyone else, and I'm just blown away.
Yeah. And I worry about who his mentoring program with men, what is he teaching? How to profit off a virgin. Of selling women, how to bet a virgin, how to beat your girlfriend or wife into submission for any and everything. I'm nervous. And I know he's making good money off of that too. So
it's very scary. This is very, very scary. For those of you that want to hear the rest of that video clip we showed, because I want to talk, you know, make sure we can talk about some other things too today. I have retweeted it, so you could follow me at Twitter, at Real Tanya Joy. You can find me over there and you can see that. I retweeted it. It'll be on my thread. I don't tweet a lot of original stuff on Twitter. I just reshare stuff. That's where I have some of the best people I follow who are exposing the transgender religion. They're exposing the businesses that are going woke. And I just follow, I go through my feed and I just retweet it all. So I'm grateful for all the people I follow. I don't do a lot of original stuff over there. But anyway, what have you been seeing, and what would you like to be able to talk about some today?
Man, it's just been so heavy, and I keep trying to move on to other topics, but trafficking keeps coming up. But I will say this. I did a great episode with Dr. Meehan, and in our episode, we talked about the military-industrial complex that President Eisenhower talked about. And if people in his time really understood what he was trying to say, they would be, they, things would look so different today. But he didn't really understand, they didn't understand what he was really saying. And that's so sad because, you know, they couldn't see the things that he was seeing because their eyes were so focused on the tasks of the day, their family life, their work life, whatever. But he started out his speech, or partly through his speech, and it's about a 16-minute speech. He talks about the globalism that's happening and the atheistic transition that's going on.
It's huge.
And then he talks about the military-industrial complex. And so I had that on the show. It's just, God is so amazing. I don't know how we even got on the subject, me and Dr. Meehan. And he brought it up, and I'm like, you know what? I need to go get that video. So I got the video, and I picked up on the atheist globalism part. He said there's a small group of globalists and an atheistic move away. I picked up on that, and I didn't realize Dr. Meehan had said something about that in the interview. So when I go and I slice it into that interview that we did, at the end of the interview, the end of the video with the president, he mentions what I picked up on in the beginning. And I was like, how many people have forgotten that? Because that clip of the military industrial complex has been circulating. But what all those other video people haven't done when they circulated the clip is that big part that's part of the military industrial complex. And so he was warning us that this globalism, this move away from the belief in God, was also going to contribute to the destruction of many nations using military force, including our own. It was going to destroy liberty. And he was warning people that we should be a nation of peace and only use the military and arms to defend peace and liberty, but not to go and start endless wars. I'm just paraphrasing. I mean, this is not exactly his words, but this is his, what I took as the meaning behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And go and ravish other countries and become very wealthy from that.
Yeah.
So there was a big move in money shift when the military industrial complex started making the scene back during his presidency. Wow. So this globalism agenda has been happening for a very long time.
Yeah.
And they've been so good about doing it little by little by little by little to keep it under the radar so we didn't notice.
Even this Andrew Tate thing, it's how it works. It's a tiny bit, a little bit of information, it's a twist. All they have to do, you know, you think about, I think it's like in a ship or something. All they have to do to get off course is go 1 degree off. And then within a few hours, you are completely going, or however long it would take. But all you have to do is get them 1 degree. You don't take it and do a whole 180. It's just 1 degree, one tiny bit off. And very soon you are completely going in a different direction.
I highly recommend people listen to that Eisenhower speech. It's about 16 minutes.
Is it on your website?
It's on the Meehan show. I just did. If you go to Rumble, the Amber May show, Rumble, and you go to the Amber May show, and you look at the latest Dr. Meehan, and I don't know when you're watching this, so let me pull up the title. So if someone's watching this like 2 months down the road, they're like, I don't see that video. I'll tell you what it's titled. I think the president's name's in it. Yeah, President Eisenhower's warning of the military-industrial complex. And then we talk about the abrupt onset of cancer, and we also talk about inflammation, how that affects the body. But we talked about a lot of things. We talked about RFK. We talked about the CIA.
He's great. He's a great guest. I love when he's on the show.
Oh, Dr. Meehan?
Yeah.
I got jealous for you for a second. I'm like, you had RFK and you didn't hook him up with Amber May? What?
That would be cool.
Yeah, that would be so cool. I'm working on it. I'm trying to get into his circle because it'd be interesting to interview him.
Yeah, it would.
I mean, there's things I don't agree with him on, but there's things I do agree with him on. Yeah. And I think it would be
a decent ticket to have him and Trump.
That's what I told Dr. Meehan, and he totally agreed.
That's kind of
the Trump Kennedy ticket.
I foresee.
Oh, I hope you're right. But right now, he's standing as the presidential candidate. For the Democratic Party.
Oh, no, no. That's what I mean. I'm sorry. I mean him for the Democrat and Trump for Republican.
Oh.
Because
yeah. Yeah.
Here's why. If those were the last two standing.
Right.
There are certain things, obviously, RFK doesn't do and doesn't agree with, but he is not, he is old school Democrat.
Yeah,
he is not the new, and the old school Democrats are more in line with what we are now anyway. So he, if the two of them were up, that would, I hate to say a win-win, but it would be a good situation. It would
and
not
some
be
of
terrible.
The fundamentals, you know, RFK is on our side. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think I saw an article where they talked about he does believe in climate change, but he's not for ESG.
Okay.
That made me feel so much better because the social environment government, social environmental governance is tied with the CBDC and he's not for the CBDC. So that made me, at least the things I've been reading about him. So if I'm wrong, I hope I'm not wrong, because those are the things that are important to me and you. Like, we don't want the government to be in our money. We don't want this social credit score where they can just arbitrarily make up anything and take away our rights to get somewhere from A to B, or take our money away or purchasing power away. And so I, from what I understood from some of the articles I read, he is not for the CBDC and social environmental governance. However, he does believe in climate change. Okay, fine. Believe in climate change.
Yeah.
But he doesn't, he believes in medical freedom. He's not for these mandatory vaccinations.
Right.
He's trying to highlight the dangers of childhood vaccines. I think he, like, fundamentally, like,
he's
I can
good stuff.
I can go with what he's, everything he says, no, but you know what? I think we can work with someone like that. He's a common sense kind of guy.
Yeah.
And I would be totally, I want Donald Trump to win. But if,
oh yeah,
if,
me too.
If he didn't, I would be fine with the RFK being the president.
Yeah.
But ideally, my favorite ticket would be Donald Trump and Robert Kennedy as vice president.
Oh,
well, let Trump do his 4 years and then we can elect Robert Kennedy to do his 8. I think between the two of them, I think they would drain the swamp with us backing them up. I mean, they can't do it alone. We already witnessed Donald Trump trying and he couldn't do it alone. But with us standing behind those two men, and he knows that the CIA killed his uncle, and then Donald Trump knows stuff too.
Right.
And they're both very powerful men that are not bought and paid for by the globalists. That'd be great. I would love that ticket. That's my dream ticket right now.
It would be amazing. It would be
either way. I hope that works out that way. Either way, dream ticket or they compete against each other.
Yeah, me too. It's crazy. The stuff, I mean, what do you think? What are your thoughts on, you know, do you think we can even win an election? Do you think we can even, do you think we're even going to get to a 2024 election?
I used to say no. And I used to say, why is he running again when he knows the 2020 election was stolen? Mm-hmm. But it's been so obvious with Arizona, the last election, you know.
Here too, 2022 was stolen.
Yeah. We have been sounding the alarm for now almost 4 years.
Yeah.
If it happens again, I think we will have more momentum and more fire on our side, because it's been in people's faces now over and over again that if they stole his election a second time, I think the situation would be different. Is that wishful thinking on my part? Yeah, because we haven't fixed Arizona.
Right.
But I don't know. People pay attention to more of a presidential election than they do a midterm election. Some people don't even bother
some
to vote
do,
on a midterm.
Right, you're right. Some people
but
don't
they'll
even
go
know.
And do a presidential election.
Yeah. They don't even know. They don't even know that something happened in 2022 unless they pay attention to that level of election. It's just insane. I don't know how I feel about it. I still don't think there's any way to win an election because, like you said, it hasn't been fixed. So I don't, but I agree with you that if it didn't, it would definitely wake more people up.
Mm-hmm.
but I don't know how we would survive. I don't know how the country will survive. I don't think now, I mean, obviously God could do it, but I think that a lot of Christians, I mean, I think if this doesn't get turned, if either God doesn't do something that flips this and brings Trump back, or he doesn't win, I kind of feel like, oh my gosh, we're in the end days, like serious end days in the tribulation, and like Christians are going to have to take cover tonight. But I don't know. That's just my, that's just because of everything I've been experiencing.
Yes.
I don't know how.
You've gone through so much. God bless you. I've been reading Habakkuk. It's funny because I came across a scripture in Habakkuk at one of my Bible studies last year.
Yeah.
And that just really resonated with me. And I really stuck to it because what Habakkuk was saying to God is like, there's all this wickedness, Lord, and you're not these things. You don't approve of all this evil and all this wickedness. You're a God of justice, and you're a God of right and wrong. But yet you're sitting on the throne. I don't understand is what he's trying to say. And God, and he's like, are you doing anything about this? Like, so I love Habakkuk because me and him have a similar heart. Like I feel like that too sometimes. Like, God, your character is all these things. However, don't feel like you're doing anything.
What is it? Is it Habakkuk 2?
Well, that's the scripture I first got in touch with. And so I'm doing now this 7-day devotional on the Bible app. Mm-hmm. About Habakkuk and having this like this crazy faith. What is it called? Let me see if I can.
Here's Habakkuk 2. And I mean, it is. It's good. I mean, even the
right now I'm in with my Bible study. I'm in chapter 1. But Habakkuk 2 is what got me when I first came across it in a Bible study last year.
Yeah.
And what I was at an event with Clay, and Clay was talking, and the whole time he was talking, Habakkuk 2 came up, and I just wanted to scream and stand up at the top of my lungs, Clay, you need to read Habakkuk 2. But I didn't, but I wanted to. So it's like that Jeremiah, it burned in my bones. So I went up to him later. I said, I think you need to read Habakkuk 2. So the devotion I'm doing is Habakkuk, a sermon series on ruthless trust. Ooh, trust. Think about that.
Did you send me that?
I might have.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I sent you online? A couple Bible studies. I'm like, this is so good.
Yeah. I think I should do that. Is that an online one or something?
It's on the Bible app. Yeah. It's only 8 days. It's a short
thing. I should do that. I should do it because I love Habakkuk too. I say it different, but I don't know which was Habakkuk. I'm not sure which way to say it, but I love it that I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and watch to see what he will say to me and what I will answer when I am corrected.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot just right in that first part of the second chapter.
So if this doesn't work out, right, and then this came up yesterday in my devotions. So he's like, look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed, for what I am going to do is something in your day that you will not believe even if you were told.
I love that.
I am raising up the Babylonians, the ruthless and impudous people who swept across the whole earth to seize dwellings not of their own. They are a feared and dreaded people, and they are a law to themselves. Does this sound like the globalists? Promote their own honor. Their horses are swifter than leopards, fiercer than wolves at dusk. Their cavalry gallops headlong. Their horsemen come from afar. They fly like an eagle swooping to devour. They all come intent on violence. What did I just say about the president? He talked about the military-industrial complex. Their hordes advance like a desert wind, gather prisoners like sand. They mock kings and scoff at rulers. They laugh at all fortified cities. By building earthen ramps, they capture them, and they sweep past like the wind and go on. Guilty people, God called them guilty people, whose own strength is their God, little God.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking, well, if we don't get a good president, good people in office, God will use these wicked people, but he did an amazing thing by using these wicked people.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't leave his people abandoned with these wicked people. So I don't know. I'm just going through Habakkuk right now, and it gives me encouragement because God is telling Habakkuk, I see all and I don't like it. And I am doing something about it on a regular basis. I am always at work. God only rested once. And that was when he created the whole universe. You know, he only rested once, and the rest of 7 days a week, God is doing something. And my mom had a conversation with me the other day. She's discouraged sometimes, you know, you see the world and it's discouraging. And she's like, I just don't know what God is doing. If God's doing, I said, Mom, God's doing exposure right now. Right. He's exposing the traffickers. He's exposing transgender people.
Yeah.
Not the people in the transgender belief system, but those that are propagating a false narrative, you know, that you can escape this pain and become something that God created. Like, you have the ability to be something that God, different than God created you. And the only thing that is true is when you're in the deepest pain of your life, like, you know, the couple I just interviewed before this program is going to air soon.
Yeah.
When you're in the deepest pain of your life, the only thing that will take that pain away is God, the only one. And people say, well, if God's so good, why does he let all these things happen? Well, I'll tell you something. God is so good, and he sent his only son. He is the only God in all the religions on the planet of Earth that came down in the form of man, humbled himself, came down as a form of man, lived a life where he was betrayed by his best friends, people didn't like him. People treated him like garbage. They wanted to throw him out of the cities. They wanted to push him over the mountains. And then they falsely accused him of a crime. Sound familiar? Falsely getting accused of a crime. And he falsely gets accused of a crime. He suffers the worst punishment ever. Go watch the Jim Caviezel movie, Passion of the Christ, to see how bad it was. And he did this because he loved someone like you, and he loved someone like me.
Yeah.
And he loved me so much, and he loved you so much, that he was willing to take the worst pain that ever existed on mankind and put it on himself, because there was a thing called sin that separates us from God. And then he became that barrier. And he would do it all over again. And Mel Gibson and Jim Caviezel is going to do the movie The Risen.
Yeah.
And I love that, because I saw a little clip of it, and that the Bible talks about that the scars are still there. The hole didn't ever go away. And I think God did that on purpose to show how much he loved you and I. So does bad things happen? Yeah. And bad things happen to God himself.
Of course.
We don't.
So good. So good. You know, that's why we have to hang on to the truth, and we have to hang on to hope. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, things not seen.
Right.
That's what we believe. So if we have faith, we believe in God. That's based on that is our faith, and that's what we have to cling to. Tell everybody where they can find you as well.
Oh, I'm at theamermayshow.com. Theamermayshow.com. I'm on Rumble, The Amber May Show, True Social, Frank Social, Amber May, Clout Hub, Amber May, or The Amber May Show, Mon Podbean, The Amber May Show, Frank Speech. So if you look Amber May Show, The Amber May Show, hopefully you'll follow me and you find me. But I encourage everyone, if you're struggling right now and you just need that extra bit of faith, this devotion from the Bible app is really good. I've fallen in love with Habakkuk because he has felt what I'm feeling right now. And he had that one-on-one conversation with God. So now I know what God's answer to me is about these things. And I have to realize that God is doing something, even if it's not so visual. I do know one thing. He's exposing a lot right now. We're in the time of exposure.
Yeah.
And with that, when the light shines on darkness, the darkness has to flee.
That's right. So good. I agree. 100%. So, so good. Wow. Well, it's exciting days in many ways, right? Exciting to kind of see what's going to come and what's next. It's not easy, but that's okay. He's still in charge. He's still, I shouldn't say in charge. He's still on the throne. Because I don't like when people say, but God's in charge. No, because actually we have free will. God's not just in charge. He's not just sitting up there. If God was fully in charge, we wouldn't be living in this world the way we are. But he still is on the throne, and he is still good, and he is still faithful. And those are the things.
And Jesus told Pilate, because Pilate said, I could release you right now.
Right.
And Jesus told him, who do you think put you in this place of power?
Right.
God raises up kings. God takes kings down. Same with this globalist cabal, you know, and they are nothing compared to our God. Their God is nothing and been defeated. And in 2 seconds, if God wanted to take them all down, he could. And I think he's in the process of doing that.
Yep.
But he has this perfect timing, and I don't know what it is, but there's a perfect timing. And when it's all completed, it's going to be great for everybody. So we just got to keep that faith that things are still happening, even if we can't see it with our own eyes.
Yep. I agree. It's good. God is good, and he's got good things, even though it's hard to see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is so fun, my friend. I can't wait till Vegas. So
I can't wait.
That'll be next. We probably won't do a show. We'll probably do something. Maybe we'll film live in Vegas and do a recap or talk about the show. Maybe get Roseanne, hopefully.
Oh, I hope so. I hope she watches our program. Mm-hmm. Or if someone knows her, send her this program. And if you want tickets to go see the Reawaken America tour, go to
Time to Free America, right?
TimeToFreeAmerica.com and use promo code B4A, mm-hmm. and you'll get a chance to get, I think, VIP tickets.
You get entered into a special package where you can win backstage passes, which is pretty cool.
And you're going to want backstage passes because there's incredible people backstage that you're going to want to meet.
Yeah.
People in Trump's inner circles. There's some celebrities, speakers alone. So
I think isn't Alex Jones going to be at this one too?
I think so. And I hope he watches this show because I want to interview you, Alex Jones. Anyone who knows him, send him the show. I want to interview Alex Jones.
That's awesome.
I like his program. I really do.
It's awesome. Well, thanks everybody for joining us. Please remember to share this show. You are the digital soldiers. You are the ones who help get the word out. Share it to your friends and family. And as always, we're grateful for you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We can't wait to see you again.
Yep. Take care, guys.
Bye, everyone.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, political instability. All of these can have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. But they can also cause gold and silver to go up.
Hi, this is Dr. Kirk.
In the early 1900s, like in 1920s, 30s, with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20, maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at EPSWealthManagement.com. That's Edward Paul Sam, WealthManagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like them to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewell a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you.
As our audience knows, we don't promote anything unless it works. I fell off a ladder, fell down on my leg, opened it up, and there was great pain in it. So I used the patch, and immediately it went away. No pain.
Backed by scientific research and rigorous lab testing, even people who have suffered for decades are getting amazing results. We now have hundreds of testimonials for pain relief, allergy relief, anti-anxiety, brain boost, keto boost, and many other solutions, all with zero drugs and no side effects. Quantum is simply about two things. One, intentions, as a man thinketh, so he is. And two, renewing your mind with the Word of God. This unique yet potent multisensory approach is powerful, and it works. The patch provides the touch, and the included prayer guide uses your sight, speech, and hearing to utilize the senses God gave you. That's the quantum effect. Are you ready to experience the quantum effect? Go to QEstrong.com and use code B4A at checkout.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Beauty for Ashes with Tanya Joy. Please subscribe, hit the notification bell, and leave us a comment below. Lastly, if you've enjoyed today's podcast, share with those who came to mind. Be blessed, and remember, you were created for such a time as this.